Time now for music. And a group that's worked hard to live up to its self-proclaimed nickname, the best band on the planet. These are the Bottle Rockets. Straight from 12th grade into junior college. Buddy, 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 I passed my exam. Whatever you do, don't call them a bar band. That's a title the band is not very fond of. While the lyrics are simple and straightforward, their songs can rock hard or quietly capture the pain of poverty.
It's a pure, perfect world. You see, it tells no lies. It'll burn you down, you try it, improvise.
Kerosene. This is from their new live acoustic album called Not So Loud, an acoustic evening with the Bottle Rockets. And with me now is the front man of the Bottle Rockets, Brian Henneman. He joins us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Brian, welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
You guys, the Bottle Rockets, you were once described as the thinking person's hillbilly bar band. What
now,
do you take issue with?
Out?
What do you take issue with most? The hillbilly, the bar, which, or both?
Well, you know, hillbilly, we're not hillbillies. Never have been hillbillies. And bar band, I mean, we were saddled with that simply because we predominantly played in bars, but I think we're probably the worst bar band in America because you have to pay attention to us.
Well, whose stories are you telling?
Anyone from our area, the Midwest, you know, it's kind of like where we live. It's what we know. It's what we sing about. I can't do nothing for myself. My baby's upset as if I don't get better. She's going to break my neck, but I'm sleeping in late. I just say, what the heck, this is my dream come true. Doing nothing, getting a check. I fell down, so here I lay.
When did you start to think about, God, I can tell some of these personal stories in song?
Well, it kind of came to me by default in that I was in a band that actually had a lead singer and songwriter. He left the band, and we were left with the remainder of the band. And since nobody else would step up to the plate, I ended up doing it. So then I started looking at music a whole different way from a songwriter standpoint. But I only was able to do it by talking about what I knew about. A small town laboring man, I got lucky this time with the right diamond Joe. If this happened last month, no compensation, no dough.
Well, what makes you want to tell the stories of people and workman's comp and hard on their luck and sort of, you know, the everyday stories of Americana?
They don't get sung about much. It's kind of a wide open palette, really. It's usually what gets looked over, or it gets, in modern new country, they cartoon it up.
And you grew up in the middle, in a small town outside St. Louis.
Right.
These stories, do they capture the type of life that you had?
There's very little fiction in anything we do. It's everything's sort of like a police report of the situation.
I want to bring up Smoking 100s Alone. Sounds like a woman in a pretty sad state.
What's funny is it's one of the only songs we've ever done that is actually fiction.
Ah.
So, yeah, it was a friend of mine came up with the title while we were sitting in a restaurant. He was looking across the table at me and he goes, "Ooh, she's smoking 100s alone." And I just thought, "Oh, there's a song title." Another cup of coffee down the hatch.
Another cigarette soon as she finds a match. Feeling more like the loser as each minute drags on. Oh, she's smoking 100s alone. I'm speaking with Brian Henneman, who's frontman for the band Bottle Rockets, and their new record is called Not So Loud, an acoustic evening with the Bottle Rockets. And I heard you speaking on the new album before one of the songs, and you said that your parents had a tremendous influence on you, and your mom and dad died in the same year.
Right. They died 6 weeks apart in 1999, which was pretty heavy, heavy duty. Looking back on it, I think it was the best way for it to happen. But yeah, you know, it's like I lived with my parents, you know, for longer than a guy should.
how long are we talking here, Brian?
Being a musician, I was in and out, you know, well through my 20s. So, you know, it was like I was the slacker in the basement, more or less, in between travel and road shows. But, you know, they're your parents. Of course they're influential if you, you know, unless they're doing things that drive you away from them, which mine never did.
Mom and Dad, where have you gone? I'm here at your house, and I just mowed your lawn. Ah, but nobody's home now but me. I wonder just where you could be.
How did your mom and dad influence you, Brian, and how do you still feel them?
They didn't really clamp down on me when I took off in the guitar playing direction. They, you know, let me go ahead and do it. They weren't the kind of parents that were like, well, you have to get a real job, you have to fall back on this, or you have to do that. Might have been wise of them to do that. But they didn't. And when I didn't make enough money to have a home, they let me have one. And they were not musical people at all. So, yeah, just being folks that let me take off on my thing. That was their hugest influence.
You've played with some pretty big names. You were in a band called Uncle Tupelo.
Yes, I was, and no, I wasn't. I was, okay. I was like the guy that that nobody ever really knew what my position was there. So I was like the all-purpose. I was like Country Bob's all-purpose sauce with that band, you know.
But with a musician like Jeff Tweedy, I mean, it's. I guess I'm wondering now that you're in the Bottle Rockets, you guys have become. You've become big. You're not as commercial as big as Wilco.
Right.
I mean, what takes you to the next level if you're trying to get there?
It's too late to go to the next level. We're too comfortable where we're at. Why would we want to move now? It's just everything will just be more of a pain in the butt. So, yeah, no, this is a real awesome, comfortable place, and we like it. And by golly, that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
I can't let you go without asking you about your guitar.
Which one?
Well, I heard you have one that's made of trash.
Oh, the trash picker, of course. That's an awesome. I got to plug Creston Lee, Burlington, Vermont.
Okay.
Creston Electric Instruments. Okay.
And he made your trash guitar?
Oh yeah, it was a fun project. I had a bunch of spare parts, and I sent it to him.
Like spare parts from cars or instruments?
No,
or?
just musical instrument parts.
Okay.
And I mailed them to him in a case, and I said the only rule is you have to use only materials that you were going to throw away anyway. You have to use everything I sent you, and you have to make it fit within this case. Every piece of it is something that was destined for the dumpster, and it turned into a great guitar.
I've been traveling over my...
Brian Henneman, he's the lead vocalist and guitarist of the Bottle Rockets. Their latest, called Not So Loud, comes out on Tuesday, but you can hear a few tracks of it right now at our website, nprmusic.org. Brian Henneman, this has been fun. Take care of that trash guitar. It was good talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I treasure my garbage guitar.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, it's not, I don't love her, and the Lord knows that I do.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and produced by Phil Harrell, with Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, and Megan Kane. This is sadly the last week for our intern, Kevin Lasky. He's been so valuable, I've got to tell you, the rest of the staff might try to put up a roadblock so he can't make it back to college. Honestly, thank you, Kevin. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted this weekend by Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Renee Pringle, and Michael Cullen. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Key Molesky is our reference librarian, and our senior editor is Rick Holter. For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our weekly podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. It really has been an honor working with this talented staff at this program. I hope that they invite me back at some point. Next week, my friend Laura Sullivan is going to be your host. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.